Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hi there, I'm Mark Griffiths, one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development. And I'm joined today by Nate Shannon, who is Vice President, People Operations at iServe. Nate, for 18 years now at New Leaf Training Development, we've focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. What are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start by telling us a little bit more about what you do and who you serve.
Will do. Thank you, Mark, for having me. So, yes, I started out in operations. I'm in the restaurant hospitality business. So I started in operations and I was doing a lot of hiring and training. I was doing a lot of it. I felt like I was good at it, but I was doing a lot of it. So maybe I wasn't. Not being true to myself here, but I wanted to start a family and about that time, and I was seeking an opportunity to combine the things that I knew, and that was hospitality and these HR related functions like hiring and training. So, as things would have it, it led to where I am today, where I lead the 5-person people operations team for a 600-person organization out of Ocala, Florida, private company, and we've got several brands. Probably the most recognizable, Sonny's Barbecue. So always a lot of fun. These best practices I was going to share today have an emphasis on HR leadership, but I think they transcend other functions as well. So I think it's best for me to kind of start by giving you two things that sort of shaped how I led to these three best practices. And that the first being that I saw early in my career that HR seemed to have an identity crisis. And, Lori Rudiman, who was an HR pro turned author, speaker, podcaster, influencer, she wrote a book, a decade or more ago called I Am HR. And in that book, she talked about how to reclaim HR. And a couple of her takeaways were knowing your business and maintaining a strong network. And I remember forming my own opinion at that time that you also needed to be a solutions person in the work that you do. And so think about it in terms of an HR person, and people come to us all the time for things. So I think that can be a good sign, and especially if they're coming to you for non-HR things, that can be a really good sign that you're making a strong impact on the business. So those were a couple of things. That was the first thing. The second thing, it really has my personal experience with business and Bible. I got moved, in that space many years back, and kind of led me to a space of, we're called to work. All of our work is meaningful, and we in our organization view it that, laws are out there just trying to catch up with the way God intended us to treat each other and love on each other and that sort of thing. So I think once that's understood, you get trusted with more and that kind of thing. So those are really kind of a couple of things that shaped the best practices that I'll share with you now. And so kind of reining it back in here, as I form, I got these thoughts together for our call, I really landed on three H's, and the first being hone. So hone your skills, know your business. So again, you'll see the tie back to Lori's book. I wasn't traditionally HR trained, and at one point I felt like that was a hindrance. Again, coming out of operations, I now see that experience was invaluable to really know the team members, the management, the leadership that I serve. It was really, really important. So, and I also think knowing how to prioritize the things that are important to those you serve in that as you hone your skills. I got to let go of my own agenda, my team's agenda. Sometimes we want to roll out new initiatives and that sort of thing, but if they're not completely aligned with the needs of the business, then that's a problem. So letting go of my own agenda kind of leads me into my second H, and that's humility. And there's really two things that fall under the humility thing for me and my team here. And first is pause. Just take pause. Again, we're a fast moving industry. So slow down to a degree. You can't slow the group down too much because we don't want to be an impediment to what we're doing. But be able to pause, slow things down and bring some wisdom around the table, where we need to. So the first thing is pause. Second thing is just listen more too. This was really hard for me. So learn how to, you have to listen to know how to understand how to respond. And so that's, engaging, techniques and powerful, active and effective listening skills that you read about all the time. So those were a couple of things that are humility that I found, the second H. And then lastly, the third H was huddle and involve others, and this has to do with the network thing that, again, that Lori spoke to. And but it's also biblical as well, where, hey, we're not only going to bring wisdom around the table after we slow down and so we can make good decisions collectively, but we're intended to do life together, right? And so I think there's to celebrate the highs, the lows, and all of that. And I found those three things to be really important, not only as an HR leader, but also, any leader in business. So there you go. I don't know if there's anything overly wise in that, but to recap, hone skills, be humble, and huddle with others would be my things I would pass on.
Hey, Nate, I've got a fourth for you. High
Okay.
five. Don't leave me hanging. Don't leave me hanging.
Oh yeah. Okay.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much. And on behalf of everyone watching these back, thanks, Nate, for your insights, allowing people and organizations be their best. Before we sign off, just a reminder to our subscribers to always keep an eye on the events page of our website for professional development opportunities we offer on a regular basis. Have a wonderful rest of the day.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.